From VOA Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. They are the world's smallest human beings. A premature baby is born too early, before 37 weeks of pregnancy. A micropreemie is born even earlier, spending less than 26 weeks inside the mother. A pregnancy normally lasts about 40 weeks. Some of the smallest premature babies weigh less than 1,500 grams. And these micropreemies need every gram of weight they have. When Vanessa O'Hockham gave birth to her son, she was only 24 weeks pregnant, and she was frightened. Her newborn son, JC, weighed just a little more than 736 grams.
I couldn't even change a diaper. I was so nervous and anxious. He just looked so frail. But the nurses were very supportive and encouraging.
JC's low birth weight placed him among the very smallest of premature babies. Doctors say he needed special medical attention 24 hours a day in a hospital's neonatal intensive care unit, called NICU for short. But JC was lucky. He was a patient at Children's National Medical Center in Washington, D.C. A team of specialists there has come up with a nutrition plan to give micropreemies the best chance to live and grow strong. The newborn was also part of a nutritional study of micropreemies. The hospital's NICU had a team of specialists from different healthcare fields. It included doctors specializing in neonatal care, nutritionists, and breastfeeding specialists. Their goal was to increase the weight of preterm babies and improve their chances of survival. Because they are born so soon, premature babies can have many developmental issues and health problems. Micropreemies can have even more. Their organs are not fully developed, and they are not able to breastfeed. So helping them to eat and gain weight is most important. The team looked at what and when the babies ate. Caitlin Forsyth is the lead nurse who watched over the premature babies in the study. She said the best thing for them is to have mother's milk.
That is what's best for the premature babies. They tolerate it better, has great antibodies.
She said one goal of the study was to standardize the feeding process for the micropreemies. Whenever possible, Forsyth said, the babies were fed mother's milk, but not just breast milk. They were given enriched, donated breast milk, since not all the mothers could provide their own. The micropreemies were also given enriched milk and formula. Forsyth told VOA that she is pleased with the results.
We have been able to put protocols in place so that there's a standardization of care. We've also increased the amount of mother's own milk we've been providing for the babies, which is great.
Also on the team was a breastfeeding expert. Judy Campbell helps new mothers feed their babies should they run into trouble. She knows the value of breast milk.
We know that mother's milk has growth factors in it, can't be replaced with any other substance.
The healthcare administrator who led the team is Michland Ridore. She notes that micropreemies have little body fat and have no energy to waste. So, she explains, the team kept the babies in incubators, which provides a controlled environment. This keeps them warm and helps them to sleep better. As a result, they are less likely to move around and burn calories. Ridore says there was a big improvement in the ability of the babies to grow and gain much-needed weight.
Preemies in particular have poor development. We were able to improve their weight by 30%.
The team has not yet published a report on the study. However, Ridore presented the findings at the Virginia Neonatal Nutrition Association Conference in September 2018. And that's the Health and Lifestyle Report. I'm Anna Mateo.